Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. Good Saturday morning. Ah, you know how much I love Saturday mornings. It's just great. Fired up the coffee, threw on the country music, got a little baby fountain out here. And I can exhale, but not really. So much happening, guys, so much happening. Welcome. I want to say also welcome to not only the viewers of Coffee Chat, but I have to tell you guys, podcasting is exploding. Like, I had another podcast account, and I have those audios some folks helped me with, but I'm going to port those over to this one, because this one is just... This is the one I personally set up, and it's going gangbusters. I mean, the download rates are in the five figures. That means in percentage. So that means I'm getting messages like, hey, you had a 20,000% increase in your podcast. Now, I know that that's all relative to the numbers, but it just shows that, you know, it's on a trajectory and it's doing well and you're enjoying them enough to download them and listen to them. So I'm really happy about that. I use Podbean and it goes through to iHeart and Spotify and some other Listen FM, some other ones, Podchaser, because as far as I can tell, they don't charge. I don't charge and they don't charge. So I want you to have access. So good morning, Coffee Chat. Okay, let me start out with one of the main topics I wanted to cover and talk about is this whole issue of smart homes. And I'm going to tell you something that kind of scared the, you know, wazoo out of me about a year or two ago. I'm not going to name names to make them uncomfortable, but somebody I respect in DC, former military intelligence, always on, kind of on our side, good guy, started out together, author, father, just a great guy. And there was one day where he's got like 2 million followers that he built, you know, over the last 10 years in DC and all that. Anyway, he posts this tweet about a year and a half ago, somewhere in that range. All it said was, get out of the cities. That's it. Get out of the cities. Like a year and a half ago, right? By the way, Dr. Jane was always right. Unless you ask my family or close friends. And then they'll go, yeah, right. I'm talking about the COVID. Okay, we get trolls in the Rumble channel and, look at her, she's so arrogant. You know, it says that she's right about everything. Okay, take it out of context. Anyway, get out of the cities. Now, is that practical? No, but you could read a lot into that and you could do a lot based on that warning. Get out of the cities. So here's my story. Keep that in mind. Here's my story about why I'm on this focus right now about dumbing down your home. Yeah, for lack of a better word, you know, the opposite of smart, right? Because they always use these nice terms, right? The Kabbalists, the New World Order, you know, the WEF, they always use these, they lull you into these nice terms. Like Obamacare was called the Affordable Care Act, except that you were really funding yourself because your deductible was $20,000. So it was a joke, the affordable. It's always nice. Make it nice, right? Okay. So it's a smart home in a smart city. And it's designed psychologically to keep you from arguing. Who's gonna argue against affordable healthcare? Who's gonna argue against greater security for America through bleeding us dry and sending it to Ukraine? You know, parentheses. So now we have smart homes and smart cities, right? Who's gonna be against that? Hopefully everyone. And it starts out insidiously. I call it the creep, right? You got these nice, these fun things in your home. I'll give you examples. Alexa, Siri on the phone. You got conditioned with Siri. Hey Siri, like you're some, you know, billionaire big shot. Hey Siri. Make an appointment with mom for next Tuesday for lunch. Siri, could you cancel my, Siri, can you do this? Can you do that? Alexa, turn the music down. This is ridiculous, right? Get up off your butt, turn the music down. But anyway, so here's my story. I'm about to tape some segments for the show for last night. It was during the afternoon, and I get interrupted by these, I'm not gonna use brand name terms because I'm just not gonna do it. So, and there are many, so you could figure it out, but there are these wireless, kind of wired and wireless, smart smoke alarms, right? About 3 or 4 in the apartment, okay. And they start talking in Spanish. Now I understand enough to go, well, what, smoke in the living room, smoke in the bedroom? I'm sitting here in a completely clear home. And now I start to think, well, maybe I don't smell it. Maybe there's something electrical. Maybe I, and it's really picking it up. Anyway, long story short, the thing was off center for some reason. It maybe had a dust particle in it. Okay, let's not get into why and how and that. The reason I'm telling you this story is because I took it offline because it wouldn't stop. It was going in Spanish, and then it would go in English, which I never had it set for Spanish before. It was, you have smoke in the living room. You know, you've got to clear the room. And then, and it's just obnoxious, and it wouldn't stop. So what I did was I disconnected their smartness, okay? And I'm replacing them with regular, and you know, alarm. It's not gonna be wireless, it's not gonna have anything to do with my internet, nothing, okay? And it's important, I mean, I want to get off the grid. The other thing that happened the other day was I had a, you know, Wi-Fi connected thermostat control. And the AC wasn't working. I thought, what? You know, and that's an issue in Florida, especially in August. Okay, not good, you know, not necessarily life and death, but I could always go to a relative's house or a friend's house, but the wired thermostat would not connect to the Wi-Fi. It was having a day, okay? But I thought, another thing you're vulnerable to, smart thermostat, smart smoke alarms. Man, I called the AC guy and I said, Mark, bring me something new that grandma would have had, okay? And he came over a few hours later, took the wired thing out, and now I have nothing to do. Now, I know a lot of you are gonna write to me, and I hope you do, post in my social media, post in Telegram, tell me the things you've done, because that tells everybody else, it helps them. Anything we haven't thought of, now I'm not giving you an exhaustive list. I'm just saying those are two major smart things I had in my home. And you might say, well, gee, Dr. Jane, you're pretty naive, or I did that a year ago. Well, great. Good for you. You can lead the rest of us. You know, I can't be on top of everything. So I started to realize, hey, you know, it's now that I'm telling you guys all the time. It's now to do these things. And it was kind of like a message, you know, it's just that sort of divine message. Hey, nudging me. Hey, you got smart stuff in your house. I might not have Alexa or Siri, but I do have those things. And the next thing I'm going to do is get rid of the smart meter. I'm not even sure I have one. I'm not sure what they have, but it is on the building, and I can replace that. I'll probably have to pay, I understand, a little bit extra each month, because that requires the power company then to come out quarterly or whatever their schedule is, so they're gonna charge you for that. You know what? If I pay an extra $100 a year to get off of their smart grid for smart meter, for a lot of the reasons we've talked about, Maui, hashtag Maui, I'm happy to do it. So I think that's important. I'll tell you the other thing I got off of, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. I don't need to be a member of a political party to be an American citizen. I don't need to be a member of a political party to exercise my right to vote should I deem that we have an election. You know, that's a whole other topic, but let me just get it out in terms of registration right now. I don't need to be registered with a particular party, because this might be informative to some people like me previously, who just kind of never thought about it and thought, well, it's just, I'm not going to be a Democrat, so I'm definitely going to, no, why? And I'll tell you how I started thinking about it. This is really the way it comes to me sometimes in my mind. I don't know about those of you who may be registered as a Republican, and maybe this is across all parties, Democrat, Independent, you know, Communist, whatever it is. But I'm getting slammed with Donald Trump affiliates, Don Jr., okay? Text after text after text. It's so incredibly invasive. And it's, oh, help my father, send $10. Look, I get fundraising. I'm gonna share something else with you. First of all, I will come back to that topic of registration. To that point of this soliciting, but text after text, I have to tell you at least 20 a day. And I'm thinking, this is coming from my political registration as a Republican. Someone just posted this morning on Twitter, I'm not calling it X, okay? You can call it X, I'm not calling it X. And I don't like reposted. It's retweeted, and it's Twitter, and it's tweet. Okay, that's just, I will not comply, Elon. So apparently Trump was quoted as saying he has the greatest respect for Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. And he's so excited that she just, oh, that he said, here was the quote, I'm responsible for getting Ronna her fourth term as chair of the RNC. Quote, she's very good at what she does. And the RNC, quote, the RNC has been very effective due to her leadership. So, first of all, the Republican National Committee is a China first, Ukraine first establishment piece of garbage, the entire organization. And I'm telling you that I just left my registration in Palm Beach County and across the, and as national, okay? I almost thought of checking the Independent, right? But I don't want their texts. And I don't believe in parties anymore. We're going through a major transition in the next couple of generations. I don't need to be affiliated. And to vote, I'm not saying I'm not gonna vote. I'm not saying I am gonna vote. I don't have any candidates. I don't believe we're voting after 2020. I think it was shoved in our faces that we got this, and you can vote or not vote, but you ain't gonna have any effect. Another topic for another day. So with all that, I just said unaffiliated. Now nobody gets to text my number, because I'm not part of their club or their party. But the reason I brought up the Trump thing with Ronna McDaniel, yes, she is Mitt Romney's niece. Yes, to those of you who asked me this morning. I just struggle when you know these people have worked against us, the American people, and they've worked against him. Like Lindsey Graham has said things. Lindsey Graham has stood by Mike Pence on the J6 certifying the votes. And yet they slap each other on the back. I've been three tables away as a guest of someone at Mar-a-Lago in that private restaurant. And the two of them just slap each other on the back and sit there for hours chatting, and they go out golfing at Mar-a-Lago. And Lindsey Graham gets all the goodies. And how do you deal with that in your face? Right? Got a warmonger, war criminal, Lindsey Graham. Full access to the former president of the United States, Mar-a-Lago, who he's damaged and bashed, by the way. Ronna McDaniel, right? Head of a literally, to me, a criminal organization, the RNC. And so I believe that Trump jumped back in the race. This is just my opinion. I'm entitled, right, as an American. Still, I think he jumped in to beef up the coffers. Where do you think your $10 goes? Where do you think your $1,000 go? All of it goes to the RNC. And there are a lot of, you know, intertwining machinations that go along with that. Like, he gets part of it back for his campaign, but he's raising millions for them. You're funding the very organization that has undermined you as a citizen, that puts people in positions in Congress who sit there with their thumbs up their butt and look the other way while our military's decimated. And literally, I believe at least 10 million Americans have been slaughtered with these shots. Where do you think that money goes? And he's complimenting her and taking credit for getting her her fourth term to continue to do these things to all of us and to him. It's a cognitive dissonance I can't get past. Sound familiar? I'm the father of the vaccine. I'm responsible for getting her her fourth term. You know, her, who screwed over the country. She's really good at what she does. It's due to her leadership. I mean, it's tiring. I see you. I see you. You want to be part of this coffee chat? Come on in. Okay. Vivek. Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, you could say, well, you know, Dr. Jane, you know, I love hearing what he has to say, but I don't think he's, you know, he's not going to make it this first time around. Let me tell you a story about an unknown guy named Barack Hussein Obama, otherwise known on his birth certificate as Barry Suerto Jr., who came out of nowhere, who people said, oh, never, with an Arab name, sounding name after 9/11, 6-7 years after 9/11, no way. Whatever, a few years after 9/11, whatever. Okay, that's number one. Number two, my friend Suzanne Monk out there, if you're watching this coffee chat, will laugh when she hears this, because I taught her this lesson. People would come into DC. I was there for 10 years. The last five were across the Trump, you know, campaign. And people used to come into town and, oh, I'm going to do this event. We're going to have it at the Trump Hotel. And, you know, I know you guys, meaning those of us who had been there from day one. Yeah, I know you guys, you know, can get a lot of people there. Let's work together. Some of them turned out to be grifters, criminals, working on the other side. And I used to sit back, even someone like Suzanne, who came into DC around 15 or 16, 2016, and wanted to do things. Turns out she earnestly was a good patriot, because over time, right? Syntax doesn't change, right? Her narratives doesn't. Good conservative. But I gave her what she would have considered back then a hard time. I didn't acknowledge her very much. I didn't engage with her on any events. I avoided a lot. And I did that with a lot of people that came into town that were new. 90% of the time, I avoided a public embarrassment, an event gone wrong. And I learned from good people. I learned from the best in that city at the time. But no longer are there, most of them. But the point is, when a shiny new object comes in, the very first thing, I don't care what he's saying. I don't care if he comes in and says, I'm the second coming of Christ. Because people are saying, oh, Vivek, he gets it. He's going to drain the swamp, and he's going to do this and that, and he's going to. And I sat back, right? What does Dr. Jane tell you? Sit back, wait. But most of you didn't sit back and wait. Did you know that? I love that. I put that meme together myself of him in the shadow of Soros. Oh, he's more than in the shadow of Soros. He's a Soros plant. He's a Soros plant. Vivek Ramaswamy. Okay? And again, I want to make this really clear because, you know, I'm going to get the trolls in the channel and in the Rumble. Oh, she's, you know, she's for this one or she bashes that one. It's not about bashing. It's about truthing, number one. Number two, I don't have a candidate right now. I'm not impressed with any of them. I think they're all in on everything. So I'm not shilling for one candidate by bashing, you know, what you call bashing or truthing on three or four others. I'm just going to tell you the truth as I see it. This guy, just like RFK Jr., y'all thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. The guy's a Trojan horse. Thinks the Second Amendment should be basically abolished. I mean, I don't think it gets any clearer than that. Thinks that climate change deniers, okay, we're deniers because it's an absolute truth, right? But thinks that climate change deniers should go to jail. Had people mask up and show their vaccine card to go to his house. Blames it on his wife, that Hollywood lunatic, left winger. Really? Come on, guys, come on. And anybody supporting him who's of visibility? Danger, red flag on the field, calling your attention, okay? Anyone in the health truther movement, the health freedom movement, or outside in regular politics, anybody of any visibility who said, yeah, he's great, I'm standing with him, I'm with him, you better beware of them too. Because if they don't know, they're a dumb, okay? And if they do know, well, do I have to say more? So let me inform you on Mr. Vivek Ramaswamy Soros. Because after what Soros has done to us by buying thousands, tens of thousands of district attorneys across the United States, he's tortured our lives. He's uprooted our justice system. He's caused the bought and paid for courts to turn, in many cases, to turn away from justice, the law. He's infected our judicial system through buying spots for Soros DAs. Everybody knows that now, right? This is how you infect a country with tyranny, with totalitarianism, with dictatorship. Did you know that Vivek Ramaswamy was pro-Pence regarding the J6 issues and Pence's certification against the constitutional powers that he had? Do you know that Vivek doesn't believe that the 2020 election was stolen? Especially by stuffing ballot boxes. I wonder if he had a blindfold on when he watched 2,000 Mules. Did you know that he was pro-vax and probably still is, but he's not gonna tell you. He was pro-mask publicly as well. And he wants uncapped, high-skilled, unfettered immigration. Does that sound like somebody who's gonna drain the swamp? Does that sound like somebody would be a great running mate to Donald Trump? Donald Trump wants you to send another $10 to the RNC because he thinks that Romney McDaniel has done a great job with her leadership. Don't get mad at me. Oh, she's bashing Trump again. Oh, she's bashing Vivek. It's called telling the truth. Don't get mad at me because the truth is difficult to swallow. You know, I've got that picture. I love it. It's a woman's lips, beautiful red lipstick, and it's got a pill sticking out between her teeth, like she hasn't swallowed it yet. And the pill says truth. And the title is Truth, the pill everybody wants but can't seem to swallow. So before you strike out at me, take a look at the facts. I know it's going to disrupt your sort of comfort level cognition, But look at the facts and don't trust me. Look up those that historical information about him, about Vivek. There are no saviors, guys. There are no saviors, okay? Wanted to end just by telling you a quick story of a very close friend who's in a very blue area of the country. I'm not even gonna say where in the country, okay? And very blue state, very blue county, but on the Republican conservative side, running for a local office in her area. And she's called me a few months ago and said, look, the Dems have a complete stronghold. My position is somewhat administrative, but it is elected. And it's once you get in, it's not a partisan job. It's very much administrative, right? So she said to me, guess what? I said, what? She said, I talked to the Democrat Party locally. I'm not making excuses. But she said, and I'm gonna run for this position. And I said, at first I said, what? And the people are gonna think you're a Democrat? And I thought to myself, Jane, you're reacting with all the same, you know, kind of things that you know are not healthy. You know, got us kind of into this whole thing. And it's not that she's doing anything sneaky. They know what her values are. She's not coming out and saying, hey, I left the Republican Party. I'm now a Democrat running for office. Vote for me. No. There aren't, the way this election is run, and this is true across a lot of areas of the country, which used to drive me crazy because I want to know what the party affiliation is. Now it doesn't matter because they're all in on it, right? But point being, you can affect local things. So she said, no, I don't have to say I left. I don't have to change my party. That's her prerogative. And she said, yeah, I'm running on the Democrat ticket because they're the only ones that get votes. And locally, votes can matter so far, still, to some degree. Okay? And that was in her purview. And she's a lawyer. So she understands, you know, the situation, the laws, and all that. But I just thought that was pretty interesting. And maybe that is the first step, something like she's doing, to murky the waters of the illusion that there's a two-party system. Maybe those are the ways it'll evolve out. So be it. Okay, guys, have a wonderful Saturday. Take a deep breath. It's beautiful and sunny here. Hope it's beautiful and sunny where you are. Just find the joy, zen out, love people, hug them, have a fun weekend. And I will see you Monday night on the Dr. Jane Grubbe Show. Thanks so much for being with me, everyone. And thanks so much for your continued support. Much love.